And right now in the WNRN studios, I have Andrew Marlin and Emily France. They are Mandolin Orange. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You guys come to us from Carrboro, North Carolina. That's a place where a lot of good music happens.
That's right.
And you're playing tonight at 12th Street Tap House around 9 o'clock. So this CD you handed me this morning is brand new, but do you have other recordings that you guys have put out before?
Yeah, we've got an EP that we did last June, and then we just finished this album up about a month ago, so still really, really, really excited about it.
And, we'll give people a chance to listen to you in just a little bit to give you a taste of what you sound like, but tell us a little bit about how you guys met and created this group called Mandolin Orange.
Well, we met at a bluegrass jam in Carrboro about a little over a year ago, last January, and Andrew's quite a songwriter and is always just spitting out new songs every day, so we started getting together and working out his tunes and just then started playing out, and we've been playing more and more ever since.
Well, glad to have you here. Well, let's give us a taste of what you guys sound like and what you'll be sounding like tonight at 12th Street Tap House.
Sit your mama's cooking or your daddy's recipe to give you that face. Is it your eyes looking or your proud folks staring me down? Oh, I'm alive in a way that some may say it's a bit too hard to handle. Is it your eyes looking or your proud folks turning away? Oh, my love, I'd love to know which way you plan to go. If you aim to throw bullets, shoot me fast, my love, not slow. Well, the title's on the awnings downtown, sum 'em up well. Each store in mind must get behind its name. It's tradition to belong, boy, but don't belong in leaving. Your name and mine must get behind themselves. And my love, I'd love to know which way you plan to go. If you aim to throw bullets, shoot me fast, my love, not slow. All of this and what's to come that's weighing on my mind, as headstones tell a tale of birth and death. It's the dastard lies between the two that rest with me and you, and it makes me laugh to know the dash is mine. Yeah, I smile knowing that the dash is mine. And my love, I'd love to know which way you plan to go. If you aim to throw bullets, shoot me fast, my love, not slow. My love, I'd love to know which way you plan to go. If you aim to throw bullets, shoot me fast, my love, not slow. Thank you.
WNRN with music from Mandolin Orange here on Acoustic Sunrise. They come to us from Carrboro, North Carolina. They're going to be playing tonight at 12th Street Tap House near UVA, and we're glad to have them here. Bluegrass, it's a pretty large category and small on so many other different levels, but I'm kind of interested in how both of you got drawn to bluegrass, or how you learned to play bluegrass style. I would assume is why you would find a bluegrass jam appealing, because I know at least in the Charlottesville area there's Celtic music jams, there's old time music jams, there's bluegrass jams. I imagine that Carrboro probably has a similar scene in terms of the ones you could pick from, so to speak. So what brought you guys to a bluegrass jam?
Well, we both had this band that we'd always kind of hung around with called the Big Fat Gap around Carrboro, and they're a bluegrass band. So they host this jam every night at this place downtown Carrboro, and they invited us both up on the same night, coincidentally. And so we just came up to kind of just pick around, and ended up picking together after that. And
I had always played bluegrass fiddle growing up. And Andrew had always played metal and his own songs, but I guess it was the mandolin that brought Andrew to playing bluegrass, and it was always the fiddle for me.
So Andrew, who are some of your favorite bluegrass mandolin players?
I guess you can't leave out Bill Monroe, because he's like the...
He's the dude.
Yeah, he is the dude. But Sam Bush, and I guess David Grisman as well, so... And Chris Steele, you can't leave him out, even though he's a newbie.
It's kind of interesting how, you got, the guy who created the tradition, and also, some of the new grass people. So some of the new grass stuff appeals to you as well?
Absolutely. I like it all. So, no discrimination here.
And if you grew up playing bluegrass fiddle, you probably grew up in a musical family, Emily.
I had sisters, and we would all sing Disney tunes and stuff in the car, but I was actually the only one who went out and played that kind of music. I learned Suzuki violin growing up, and then I begged to quit, and my parents said I could start playing bluegrass instead.
So that was your choice or their choice to have you play bluegrass?
It was my genre choice, but it was their choice to make me choose something.
Well, fair enough. Well, we're glad you did. Glad that you all are both here today. Andrew and Emily are Mandolin Orange. They're going to be playing tonight at the 12th Street Tap House. So, Andrew, you're the songwriter of the two. When did you start writing songs?
I guess I bought my first guitar when I was 14, and so from that moment I started trying to write tunes. And then I guess over the years I got more and more comfortable with the instrument itself, and just, I guess, perfecting what I like to do, which was write songs. And so I'm still learning a lot, because I getting to know all these different musicians around Carrboro, I'm learning all the time about different ways to approach songwriting and different the influences around Carrboro. Just really, I don't really know what I'm saying, it's kind of early, but yes, I started writing when I was 14, and I'm still working on it now, so I'm 23 now. So.
Well, it was interesting, people kind of maybe smirk a bit when they talk about the kind of the metal bluegrass connection, but it's actually one that I've heard often. Maybe it's the speed of the way the music is played, but also I think it's frankly, not being shy to talk about tragedy in such an open way. Somehow they're both... able to do that in a really forthright manner, so I don't really think that they're that different. I've seen lots of people kind of convert, so to speak, from the metal camp to the bluegrass camp over the years, or a lot of the, actually speed metal too, just liking to play fast. Mm-hmm. So cool. Well, Mandolin Orange is here in WNRN studios this morning. Another tune for us. What are you going to play?
It's called One More Down.
Went out on the town for just one round, and it seemed one down, just one enough. I have no broken heart, but I know enough to play the part. Here's one more down, and that's just a start. For I'm a fool for the finest girl, but she's no fool for me. I try and try to catch her eye and pray someday that she may see. But time is my answer. Dragging water through the crowd. I ain't a dancer, dancing on my clown. Well, I hear tell that morning dove, she flies from pine to pine. So I'll take wing, mourn and sing, until that girl for me is mine. I lay down with circus in my head, and I dream a dream I never had. I was climbing down a mountain into a deep dark hole, but in that dream it didn't seem all that bad.
WNRN with Mandolin Orange in the WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be playing tonight at 12th Street Tap House near UVA and UVA Hospital. Glad to have them here. They come to us from Carrboro, North Carolina. And Andrew, who are some of the songwriting influences that you have? You talked about, you know, starting to try to write songs when you were a youngster. So I'm just curious. Who are some of the people who really inspire you?
Well, growing up, I was always a really big Pearl Jam fan, and I guess I always, you know, really liked Eddie Vedder's lyrics, and I guess just the way the band, you know, it's almost like they knew no limitations as to what style they were going to play, you know, because I mean each album is so different, and of course, like growing up in a really small town as I did, I always listened to mainstream country, you know, but mainstream country to me was a little bit better, you know, when I was six, I guess, than it is now. But either way, so I always, you know, when I was like six and seven, I saw myself, you know, being the guy with the big cowboy hat. And now you couldn't pay me to put a cowboy hat on. But, I mean, I guess those are early influences. And, you know, from, I guess when I was about 15, I started listening to, like, Cole Porter and Dean Martin, stuff like that, you know, old jazz bands. And, you know, I mean, the influences have definitely, you know, come and go throughout the years, but I guess as I listen to all these different genres, I take a little bit from each and try to incorporate it into my own music. So, yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It does. I just know if there's, you know, any contemporary favorites of yours, people that you know, look to. I mean, it's like Gillian Welsh or some other
definitely
people.
Definitely a big Gillian Welsh fan, yes. She's awesome.
We've got Andrew and Emily. They're Mandolin Orange. They come to us from Carrboro, North Carolina. They have a brand new album that it will be out soon. When will it be out officially?
It's actually out right now on digstation.com, and then it'll be on iTunes in the coming months. And yeah.
And they can pick it up tonight.
That's right. It will be tonight at the 12th.
The album is called Quiet Little Room. Mandel and Orange putting it out, of course, in process of putting it out. And where did you record it?
We recorded at a studio in Chapel Hill called The Rubber Room. A guy named Jerry Brown owns the studio and records a lot of acoustic music there because he has a knack for miking up acoustic instruments. So we actually recorded it all ourselves there at night, and Andrew did all the engineering, and we mastered it and everything ourselves.
Any special guests on the recording or just...
Nope, we did it all.
Wow. Well, that's quite an undertaking for your first CD. I haven't heard it yet this morning. We'll be hearing a little bit from it later on, but that's really pretty good. Did you guys do your EP kind of similarly?
We were involved in the recording, the whole process of the EP, but we had other folks come in and record different instruments, whereas on the album, we did it all.
And you know, did you, I guess you kind of learned some lessons from doing the EP and having people help and
yeah, we loved it. I think a big part of not having other people play on the album was we wanted to keep it fairly simple and have it reflect our sound live as well. And so and we also didn't have a concrete game plan going into it, so it was hard to rope in other people when we didn't really know what we were going for. We kind of figured it out as we went along.
Did you have a concrete game plan with the EP?
More so than with the album.
That's kind of interesting, because I think that, you know, sometimes people get, you know, better ideas, or not, maybe not better, but like more ideas,
right,
from, you know, and they go, okay, I like that, I didn't like that, I'm going to try that again. You know, for you to kind of do it so open-ended, that's kind of a pretty adventurous way of going after it.
It was certainly adventurous. I think we might have just had too many ideas, and that's why it had to be so open-ended.
We've got Andrew and Emily here. Mandel and Orange playing tonight at 12th Street Tap House. They've got a new album coming out called Quiet Little Room, and we're here hearing some live music from them this morning. One more tune from you all? What are you going to do for us next?
This is a song called Life on a String. All this is easy and all that we need. We've fallen behind. You can dig all you like and make a big pile, and sing all the while. You're just a boy who strung the ride. I'm just a boy who gave an ear. Right, it's alright. I'm shedding my skin instead of these tears. Swimming alone and torn in between. Life in a dream and life on a stream. Living atop our own little hill. Perched for the kill. We're perched for the kill. And you're just a boy who's strung the right chord. And I'm just a boy. My skin instead of these tears. Mm-hmm.
the light first seen at our birth, and then all the earth, and then all the earth. How can it fall so far behind? Try to remind me, I'll try to remind. You're just a boy who's strung the right chord, and I'm just a boy who gave a new ride. It's all right, right. It's all.
WNRN live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Mandolin Orange. They're playing tonight at 12th Street Tap House, which is near UVA and UVA Hospital. And glad to have Emily and Andrew here this morning. Well, many happy returns to us, and good luck tonight at 12th Street Tap House. And we're going to hear a tune directly from their new album called Quiet Little Room, called Wee Bird.
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't ask you, Emily, who are some of your favorite bluegrass fiddlers? I asked him about his mandolin players, but I didn't get to ask you.
Man, well, actually, Alison Krauss's fiddle playing was a really big influence on me when I was growing up. She has sort of a jazzy bluegrass style that I like. I'm trying to think of other... I didn't have a lot of core influences in terms of specific styles. It was just whatever sounded good at the time.
You haven't been like listening to Kenny Baker albums since you were like five?
I did have a lot of Kenny Baker lessons from one of my fiddle teachers.
Okay, well, good to know. All right, well, thanks both Emily and Andrew for being here this morning, and many happy returns to Charlottesville.